Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. Today, we're going to be looking at AI,
Oh, yeah.
specifically some of the tools that are really like changing how we work and create.
Yeah.
We're going to be looking at this recent article from Cryptolytics. It's
Yeah.
called A Deep Dive into Recent AI Developments.
Yeah, this is a really interesting one. I think this is a really exciting time to be looking at this field.
Absolutely.
Like, what's so cool is how quickly this stuff is going from like research papers
Yeah.
into actual like tools that we can use.
Yeah, it's like we blinked and suddenly AI is like writing music,
Oh, yeah.
composing music and writing code and generating art. And it's like,
Yeah,
whoa.
in this Cryptolytics article, it gives us like four
Yeah.
specific tools that we could look at
Yeah.
that are really changing the game.
So the first one is Copilot, GitHub Copilot. And then we've got Stanford's new research assistant, Storm.
Yeah.
We've got a photo enhancer called Topaz Redefine. And then Stable Diffusion.
Yes.
So GitHub,
Oh.
they've always been kind of ahead of the curve in terms of developer tools.
Yeah, they have been.
And now they're really sort of like throwing open the doors to this whole new dimension of like AI integration.
Yeah, you're not kidding. Like their multi-model approach with Copilot is super interesting.
Okay, so what is that? What is this multi-model approach? What are we talking about here?
Okay, so basically they've assembled this like a team of specialized AI agents,
Okay.
each with its own superpower.
Okay, cool.
So first off, we've got Claude 3.5 Sonnet,
Okay.
which is handling the natural language processing side of things.
Okay, yeah. So you want your AI coding buddy to actually understand what you're asking it to do.
Exactly. Like, imagine you say to Copilot, like, hey, I need a function that sorts these numbers in descending order.
Right.
You don't want it to come back with a recipe for banana bread.
Exactly.
Right.
You want it to actually understand what you're asking it.
Exactly. And then they've got Gemini 1.5 Pro from Google.
Okay.
This one is built for handling like massive amounts of code. Like, we're talking a context window of 2 million tokens.
Oh, wow.
Which, to put that in perspective, that's like giving the AI the entire Lord of the Rings trilogy
Okay.
and expecting it to not only read it, but remember every single word.
Oh, wow.
And then.
So is that, does that like bog it down? Is it like really slow and clunky because it's got all this information?
That's where the OpenAI models come in.
Okay.
So they're also using o1 Preview and o1 Mini.
Okay.
And these are designed for better reasoning and problem solving, even with these massive data sets.
Okay, so it's not just brute force memorization. It
Yeah.
can actually like think through things and come up with elegant solutions.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then if that wasn't enough, they've integrated Perplexity.
Oh, wow. I've heard of Perplexity.
Yeah. So it's like having this research library built right into your coding environment. So you need to know the latest documentation for a specific library.
Right.
No need to open a million tabs.
Yeah.
Perplexity just feeds you the information instantly.
Oh, wow. So that's like a real productivity boost.
Oh, yeah.
It's like
Yes.
having this like super-powered research assistant who
Yeah.
anticipates your every need.
Totally.
Okay, so Copilot, I'm sold. But they've also got this thing called Spark
Yes.
that this article mentions. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, it's definitely piqued my interest.
Yeah.
There's a lot of speculation that Spark could be a real competitor to Cursor,
Oh, okay.
which is a pretty popular coding tool.
Yeah. So what could Spark bring to the table that's different?
Well, it's tough to say for sure, based on the limited information we have, but from what's been hinted at, Spark might be more than just a coding tool. It
Okay.
could be like a complete coding ecosystem.
Wow. Okay.
Imagine a platform where you can not only write code, but also collaborate, debug, and even learn new skills.
Wow.
All within this like single AI-powered environment.
Now that's a game changer.
Yeah.
If Spark delivers on even half of that potential,
Right.
that could fundamentally change how we approach software development.
Total.
And it makes you wonder, where does Copilot fit into all of this?
Yeah.
Are they trying to corner the entire AI-powered coding market?
That's a great question, and I think that's what a lot of developers are asking right now.
Yeah.
It seems like GitHub is making a bold move to be the destination
Right.
for AI-powered software development.
Yeah.
And I think for developers, this is a really exciting time
Yeah.
because imagine being able to like tackle projects that were previously out of reach
Right.
or just boost your coding speed and efficiency.
Yeah. How is this going to impact the landscape for both like seasoned programmers and people who are just starting their coding journey?
Yeah, that's a.
Like, will we see a whole new generation of developers who are like fluent in both human and machine languages?
It's a really interesting question. I don't have the answer to that, but I'm excited to find out.
Yeah, me too. So, okay, so that's GitHub, but we've also got this other tool.
Yes.
That's taking aim at research.
Mm-hmm.
Stanford has developed this AI research assistant called Storm.
Yeah.
And this is really interesting.
It is.
Anyone who's ever spent hours staring at a blank page.
Oh, tell me about it.
Trying to wrangle a research paper.
Yes.
Knows that the struggle is real.
It's so real.
So tell me, how does this thing work? It's magic.
Okay.
So does it just spit out a finished paper citations and all?
No, it's more sophisticated than that.
Okay.
So remember how we talked about Copilot using multiple AI models?
Yeah.
Well, Storm takes a similar approach, but instead of focusing on code, it's all about research.
Okay.
So Imagine is like an AI debate team.
Okay.
Each member pulling from this vast library of knowledge, mm-hmm. constantly fact-checking and challenging each other's findings.
Oh, wow.
That's essentially how Storm generates its research.
So you've got this whole team of AI researchers working tirelessly behind the scenes to make sure that your research is accurate and well-rounded.
Yes.
That's incredible. Can you actually interact with this dream team of AI researchers?
You can.
Or is it more like a set it and forget it kind of tool?
You're actually in the driver's seat with Storm.
Okay.
So there's this co-Storm mode mm-hmm. where you can actively collaborate with the AI.
Okay.
Refining the research direction, adding your own insights, and shaping the final output.
Oh, wow.
So it's a true partnership
between
human and machine intelligence.
Okay. I'm officially blown away. But are there any limitations to this research powerhouse?
Right.
Can it truly replace human expertise, especially in highly specialized fields?
It's important to remember that Storm is a tool,
right,
not a replacement for human intellect.
Yeah.
So while it can synthesize vast amounts of information and mm-hmm. present it in a really structured way,
right,
it's still up to the human researcher to provide context, critical analysis,
right,
and that spark of creative insight.
So it's not about AI taking over. It's about AI augmenting our abilities and allowing us to delve deeper into our research.
It's about collaboration, not replacement. And I think Storm is like a prime example of how AI can empower us to do more, to think bigger, and to really push the boundaries of human knowledge.
Okay. I think we've officially entered the future, and I have to say I'm loving it. So we've explored AI tools for coding and research, but what about the visual realm?
Yes.
That's where our next AI contender, Topaz Redefine, enters the scene.
This tool is a real game changer for anyone who's ever struggled with blurry or low resolution images.
Ah, yes.
So you know that feeling when you find this amazing photo?
Yes.
But it's so pixelated?
Yeah.
You can barely make out what it is.
Especially when you're working with old family photos.
Yeah.
Or trying to salvage like a treasured memory.
Exactly.
That's been trapped in low resolution purgatory.
Yes. Well, Topaz Redefine is here to save the day.
Right.
So this AI-powered tool goes beyond simple upscaling.
Okay.
It actually generates photorealistic details.
Okay.
Breathing new life into images that were once considered unusable.
How does it actually work?
Okay, so
does it just like guess what the missing detail should look like?
It's much more sophisticated than that.
Okay.
Topaz Redefine uses AI to analyze the existing image data.
Okay.
And then it intelligently creates new details.
Okay.
That are consistent with the overall scene.
So it's not just filling in the blanks. It's
right.
like recreating lost information.
Right.
But in a way that looks natural.
Exactly.
Wow. So it's not just enhancing the existing pixels. It's actually generating new ones.
Yeah.
Based on its understanding of the image.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's amazing. So is it just a simple upload and click kind of tool?
You actually have quite a bit of creative control with Topaz Redefine.
Okay, cool.
So there are adjustable sliders for texture and creativity.
Okay.
Which lets you kind of fine tune the level of detail and the overall feel of the enhanced image.
Okay.
And if you're feeling adventurous, you can even use prompts to guide the AI.
Wow.
Adding like a touch of artistic flair to the process.
So it's not a one-size-fits-all solution. You can actually tailor it to your specific needs. And even inject a bit of your own artistic vision.
Exactly. Yeah. And then if you're dealing with like a mountain of images, there's a cloud rendering option for faster processing.
Okay.
So imagine being able to restore an entire family photo album.
Oh, wow.
In a fraction of the time it would take manually.
Okay, that's next level efficiency. So it's clear that this tool is like a godsend for photographers.
Totally.
Designers, anyone who works with images professionally.
Yeah.
But what about like the rest of us?
I think it's for everyone.
Okay.
Like imagine being able to restore those faded photos from your grandparents' wedding.
Right.
Or create unique artwork from low-quality images. Yeah. Like, the possibilities are endless.
Yeah.
Topaz Redefined is really putting the power of professional-grade image enhancement into everyone's hands.
So we've explored AI tools for coding research and image enhancement, but what about the world of art?
Yes. This is where our final AI contender comes in Stable Diffusion 3.5.
Yes.
And this one is causing quite a stir in the creative world.
Yeah.
The level of detail.
I've seen some of the images people are creating with it, and it's incredible.
It's mind-blowing.
It's like having a digital paintbrush that can conjure up anything you can imagine.
Yeah.
So what's new in this latest version?
Okay, so first off, there are three new model variants.
Okay.
Large, turbo, and medium.
Okay, cool.
Each one is designed for, like, a different use case.
Okay, so break those down for me.
Okay, so the large model.
Yeah.
Think of it as the Michelangelo of Stable Diffusion.
Okay.
So this is an 8 billion parameter behemoth that can create insanely detailed images with resolutions up to 1 million pixels.
Wow, 1 million pixels.
We're talking poster-sized, gallery-quality artwork.
I can already picture myself plastering a giant Stable Diffusion masterpiece.
I know.
On the side of my building.
Yes.
Okay, and it's not just about size, right?
No, it's not just about size.
Like, this thing can actually follow complex prompts?
Yeah. The large model is known for its ability to follow even the most complex prompts. So if you can describe it in words, the large model can probably bring it to life visually.
That's pretty amazing.
It is.
What about the turbo model?
Okay, so the turbo model is all about speed and efficiency.
Okay.
It's a distilled version of the large model.
Okay.
That can generate high-quality images in a fraction of the time.
Okay.
So if you need to create a lot of images quickly, this is the one to go for.
So it's like the fast food of AI art creation.
Exactly.
Still delicious, but served up in a flash.
Yes.
Okay, what about the medium model?
Okay, so the medium model is all about accessibility.
Okay.
It's designed to run smoothly, even on more modest hardware.
Okay, cool.
So you don't need a supercomputer to create stunning AI art.
Right.
This is the model that opens the doors for hobbyists, students, or anyone who wants to experiment with AI art without breaking the bank on expensive equipment.
It's like the gateway drug to the wonderful world of AI art.
Exactly. It gives everyone the opportunity to experience the magic of Stable Diffusion, regardless of their technical expertise or budget.
I love that it really democratizes access to this incredible technology.
It does.
But are there any other technical improvements in 3.5?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
So they've introduced a new technique called query key normalization.
Okay.
Which helps the AI better understand the text prompts you feed it.
Mm-hmm.
Think of it like teaching the AI to speak fluent human.
Okay, cool.
So the result is images that are more aligned with your vision.
So it's less about trying to translate your ideas into some complicated AI language.
Right.
It's more about having like a natural conversation.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then they've also made significant improvements to the underlying architecture.
Okay.
Specifically something called MMDITX.
Okay.
And without getting too technical, this basically ensures that the image quality is consistent across different resolutions.
Okay.
So whether you're creating a tiny thumbnail or a massive poster, you can expect the same level of detail and fidelity.
So no more sacrificing quality for speed or vice versa. It's exactly.
That's a huge win.
It is.
But let's talk about accessibility for a minute. Stable Diffusion has always been open source.
Yes.
Which is a big deal in the AI world.
Huge.
Is that still the case with version 3.5?
Yes. All three model variants are released under the Stability AI Community License.
Okay.
This means they're free to use for non-commercial purposes,
mm-hmm.
and they even allow for restricted commercial use for smaller businesses.
Wow. Okay.
So Stability AI is really committed to making AI art accessible to everyone.
Right.
Not just big corporations or research institutions.
It really aligns with that spirit of open source software and like the idea that powerful technology should be available to everyone.
Exactly. It's about democratizing creativity and empowering individuals to explore the potential of AI art.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Welcome back. Before the break, we were geeking out over Stable Diffusion 3.5.
Yeah.
And its potential to like democratize AI art.
Mm.
I mean, it's incredible that anyone with a computer can create stunning high-resolution art.
Just using their imagination.
It really is remarkable. And what's even more exciting is that Stable Diffusion is just one tool
right.
in a whole wave of AI art platforms.
Yeah.
Like, we're seeing this burst of creativity with artists and developers
yeah.
constantly pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
It's like the Renaissance 2.0, but instead of paintbrushes and chisels,
right.
we have algorithms and neural networks.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've covered these incredible AI tools that are changing the game for everyone, from coders to artists. But now I want to get into what does all of this mean for us, for our world?
That's the big question, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's one that we all need to be asking ourselves. AI is a powerful tool.
Yeah.
And like any tool, it can be used in many ways.
Right.
It's really up to us to decide how we want to use it, how we want to shape its role in our lives.
You know, it's funny. I was talking to your friend the other day about self-driving cars.
Mm-hmm.
And they were saying how they were a little nervous about putting their trust in a machine to drive them around.
Yeah, I get that.
But then it hit me. We already trust machines with so much.
It's true.
Our phones, our banking, even medical diagnoses are increasingly being handled by AI.
Yeah, it's already woven into the fabric of our lives,
right.
often in ways we don't even realize. And this trend is only going to accelerate.
So it's not just about embracing these shiny new tools. It's about understanding their implications and shaping how they're integrated into our world.
Exactly. And I think that's where the conversation about AI needs to shift.
Mm.
It's not just about the technology itself.
Yeah.
It's about its impact on society,
right.
on our jobs, on our relationships with each other.
It's about the human side of the equation.
You said it.
Right.
And that includes thinking about access and equity.
Yeah.
How do we ensure that everyone benefits from these advancements, not just a select few?
Right.
How do we prevent AI from exacerbating existing inequalities? These are crucial questions we need to be asking.
Absolutely. I mean, think about it. These tools have the potential to unlock incredible opportunities for education, for creativity, for economic empowerment, but only if we're intentional about making sure everyone has the opportunity to participate.
Yeah. It's like having this amazing toolkit.
Yeah.
But only giving the blueprints to a select group of people.
Right.
We need to make sure everyone has the knowledge and skills to use these tools
yeah.
and contribute to this new AI-powered world.
It's like we're all standing on the edge of this uncharted territory, this vast landscape of possibilities.
Yes.
And it's a little daunting, but also incredibly exciting.
It really is.
Yeah.
I think the key to navigating this new landscape is to approach it with a sense of curiosity.
Yeah.
With a willingness to learn and adapt.
So it's not just about learning how to use these tools. It's about learning how to think critically about them.
Yes.
About their potential and their limitations.
Exactly. And it's about having open and honest conversations with each other.
Yeah.
About how we want AI to shape our world.
Okay. So we've talked about some of the broader societal implications of AI.
Right.
But let's bring it back to the specific tools we covered today. Okay.
Copilot, Spark, Storm, Topaz. Redefine Stable Diffusion. What are some key takeaways for our listeners?
Yeah.
What should they be paying attention to?
First and foremost, I think it's important to remember that these tools are just a glimpse into a much larger trend. AI is transforming virtually every industry,
right?
From healthcare to finance to transportation. It's a revolution that's happening all around us.
Yeah.
And it's only going to accelerate.
So it's not just about these specific tools. It's about understanding the underlying forces
right.
that are driving this AI revolution.
Exactly. And it's about being prepared to adapt and evolve
right.
as the technology continues to advance. The jobs of tomorrow might not even exist today,
right.
but they'll likely be powered by AI in some way.
It's like we're all surfing on this giant wave of technological change.
Mm-hmm.
We can either try to fight it and get swept under,
yeah.
or we can learn to ride it and harness its power.
I love that analogy. And I think the key to riding that wave is to embrace a mindset of lifelong learning.
To be curious, to experiment, to never stop exploring new possibilities.
Absolutely. And to remember that AI is not something to be feared, it's something to be understood.
Yes.
To be shaped, to be used to create a better future.
That's a great point. It's easy to get caught up in the hype or the fear surrounding AI.
Right.
But at the end of the day, it's a tool.
Yeah.
And like any tool, it can be used for good or for ill.
Yeah.
The choice is ours.
So instead of asking, will AI replace us? Maybe the better question is, how can we use AI to enhance our abilities, to solve our problems, to create a world that's more equitable, more sustainable,
yeah.
and more fulfilling for everyone?
I think that's a fantastic question to leave our listeners with.
Yeah.
How do you envision AI shaping your world?
Right.
How do you want to be a part of this unfolding story?
We'd love to hear your thoughts. But for now, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll be diving into your questions and comments about the future of AI and the incredible tools that are shaping it. Stay tuned. Welcome back to The Deep Dive. We've spent this episode exploring all these incredible advancements in AI.
Yeah.
And how these tools are really revolutionizing, like, everything from coding to art.
Yeah, it's been a wild ride.
Yeah, it really has.
Wouldn't you say?
Yeah. We've gone from AI being this kind of abstract concept to having these, like, real-world applications that are changing how we work and create.
It really highlights how accessible these tools are becoming, not just for, like, tech experts, but for anyone with a computer and a bit of curiosity.
Yeah, it's like we've stepped into the future.
It does feel like that.
And it's filled with AI-powered coding assistants and research tools that can synthesize mountains of data and image enhancers that can bring old photos back to life.
Yeah, it's amazing.
But, you know, with all this talk about AI's potential, I think it's important to remember that it's not like a magic solution to all our problems.
Yeah.
It's a tool. And like any tool, it can be used in different ways.
I think that's such an important point.
Yeah.
It's easy to get caught up in the excitement of like new technology.
Yeah.
But I think we need to approach AI with a sense of responsibility and a critical eye.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into the world of AI, I want to leave our listeners with a few key takeaways.
Sounds good.
First, AI is not just a trend.
Right.
It's like a fundamental shift in how we interact with technology.
It's like we're entering this new era of collaboration between humans and machines, where we can leverage AI's strengths to augment our own abilities.
And second, AI literacy is becoming increasingly important.
Yeah.
We need to understand how these tools work, their potential benefits and limitations, and how they're being used in various industries.
Yeah, it's about empowering ourselves to be informed users and decision makers in this like AI-driven world.
Absolutely. And finally, we need to approach AI with a sense of curiosity.
Yes.
A willingness to learn and adapt and a commitment to ethical considerations.
It's about shaping AI's role in society to ensure it benefits all of humanity.
Yeah.
Not just a select few.
So as we venture further into this exciting new frontier, let's remember to be mindful, responsible, and above all, curious.
The future of AI is still being written, and we all have a part to play in shaping it.
That's a perfect note to end on. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of AI. Keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep learning.